From KUOW 94.9, I'm Jamala Henderson. Cookie Bolden grew up in Chicago in the projects, and she had loving parents and siblings who helped her stay pretty grounded. But she also watched friends of hers succumb to drugs, violence, prostitution. And that's why, as a detective on Seattle's police force, she really understands what some of the kids that she's working with in South and Central Seattle are facing.
There are kids who are in the same situation and mindset that I was back then. They have never been out of their community. They have never seen that it's a place where the homes are all nice, all the grass is cut. And there's kids now that tell me they've never been out of their neighborhood. They're looking at violence a lot. They're seeing people right down the block getting shot. They're seeing people dead. They're seeing people hurting other people.
Detective Cookie is on Seattle's school emphasis team, and she works with kids, teaching them anti-violence techniques. And one summer, her supervisor asked her to put on something fun for the kids. So she put together a basketball game, the kids versus the police.
And the police was winning that basketball game. They were doing good because we have like a basketball team. The police department officers, they were doing a fabulous job. And then all of a sudden, they got tired. The police officer, got to remember, we're older people. And after a while running up and down that court, it was like, oh, my God, they start struggling. The teenagers, the kids, they never got tired. They came back and they won that game and they just had so much fun doing it. I mean, they just rubbed it in. And so it was fabulous.
So fabulous, in fact, that she thought she'd do it again the next summer when her supervisor asked her to put on another activity. So she went to tell the kids.
It was Officer Cookie then. And they basically said, Officer Cookie, we don't want to do a basketball game. Not all of us play basketball. We want to do something different. We're not just about basketball. And as I realized, there was a lot of kids that didn't play in that basketball game. They just sat and watched and had fun. Mm-hmm. But those are probably the ones who want to do something different. And so I said, okay, well, what do you want to do?
And to her surprise,
several of the kids say, let's have a chess tournament. I'm like, chess tournament? That's the last thing I expected to hear. And so, and I'm saying to myself, I got to make this happen. And so I said, okay.
Detective Cookie believed in her duty to help these kids in her community, even though she didn't really like the game.
As a kid, I was pretty much brainwashed that chess was for smart people and that I was brainwashed to think I wasn't smart enough for chess. I never saw a black person playing chess. I never saw an African-American as a kid playing chess. Never. I wasn't around people who was playing chess. I didn't see it on television. And whenever I would see someone playing chess, it was someone white. It was someone that looks like they probably was a bookworm and that was super smart. And I just didn't see myself as being super smart. And then someone tried to teach me chess. They would just put all the pieces on the board and was just showing me, okay, this is what this do. And, you know, getting frustrated because I forgot what this do. And it got to the point where I said, you know what? I hate this game. I hate it, hate it, hate it. Don't ever want to play it again. My brain is not working for chess. It's just not made for chess. And so when anyone ever would come to me and say, hey, I can teach you. I said, no, no, no. My brain is not made for chess. It can't do it. It just can't do it. I've tried.
But she wanted her kids to be able to play. So she went to the Parks Department, got some chess boards and some pieces, and she set up shop with about 20 kids in John Little Park in South Seattle.
And we had a little picnic, barbecue, had food and everything. And so we got ready for the chess tournament, and I set up the boards, and then to my surprise, only maybe two or three kids actually knew how to play chess. And the rest just stood around and watched.
Seeing all those kids standing around, not playing, made Cookie even more determined to give them an opportunity to learn how to play chess. So she went to the Seattle Police Foundation. She asked for some money so she could get more chess boards, some snacks, and an instructor, because she was not going to teach anybody how to play chess. But she also needed a place for them to meet on a regular basis. And it turns out there was the Rainier Beach Library. A local college student had started a Saturday chess club there, but no one was showing up.
Because it used to be a time when that library wasn't okay. And that was one of the hangouts that a lot of the gang members used to just go in there, take a table, and just cause problems until the Seattle Police Department and the library and the neighborhood started working together, and we made sure that wasn't going to happen.
And with that, Officer Cookie's Urban Youth Chess Club was born.
When we first started chess, kids who didn't know how to play chess, I would ask them, why don't you play chess? I say, be honest. One kid would raise his hand, and he would say, I'm not smart enough to play chess. Another kid would raise his hand, say, I don't play because chess is for smart people. Another kid would raise his hand and say, chess is for nerds, you know, little stuff like that. And I've had them say, chess is for white people. And then I realized the answer these kids was given were the same answers I gave of why I didn't play chess. The same reason.
Now, Detective Cookie was a formidable presence at the Urban Youth Club chess meetings, but mostly she would just stand around and watch, you know, supervise.
I was a good set the chessboard up person. I was real good at setting it up and making sure that we had chessboard, making sure the kids came. I was that person. But kids would want to play chess with me. And I would sit down and I would just mimic their moves. Whatever they moved, I would just move the pieces. I had no clue to why or whatever reason that it got there for what purpose. So when they move, I would move the same piece on my side. Another kid had asked me to play, so I sat down, was going to do the same thing. And then this one kid, he was either 4 or 5 years old. He whispered over to the other kid, said, don't worry, you're going to beat her. You can win easily with Officer Cookie. And I'm like, oh, no, he didn't. No, he did not say that. All I could do was laugh, but he was so right.
In the meantime, Cookie's Urban Youth Chess Club was getting mighty popular. All kinds of people were showing up to play chess, not just youth, parents, city officials, even the mayor. And the media took notice, and they started doing stories, which got the attention of America's Foundation for Chess.
And so I was sharing with them that I didn't know how to play chess and that, you know, my mind is just not made for chess. That's why I hired somebody to teach chess. And so American Foundation for Chess said, Officer Cookie, come to one of our training. You will be playing chess in 30 minutes or less. Okay, so I went.
And for the first time since she was little, Detective Cookie would attempt to learn how to play chess. But America's Foundation for Chess taught her differently. They took a piece-by-piece approach.
You use the pawns only, and you learn how that piece moves. So the pawns are playing each other. They're attacking each other. And whoever gets a pawn over to the other person's side first without getting captured wins the game. So once you have that piece down, then they add another piece. And 30 minutes, I think it might even been 20 minutes, I was playing chess and I was loving it. I could not get enough of it. I had brought a friend with me so they can learn at the same time that I was learning. So I had that person to play with and I wanted to play chess day and night.
And now that Detective Cookie knows how to play chess, she's confident about teaching chess. But she also knows it's about more than just the game.
I also use the chessboard to teach anti-violence. I use the chessboard to teach how important it is to make good choices. And the choices that you make are going to have consequences. So if you're so quick to see that you can get somebody a pawn that's only worth 1 point, and you take your queen and you get it, and you don't realize this knight is over there waiting and hoping that you do that, and it's going to hop and kill you. Same thing with on the streets. You got to make those decisions. Do you want to join this game? Do you want to shoplift? Do you want to pick up a gun and shoot somebody? Do you want to commit any kind of violent activity? And what are the consequences? I even have kids saying, Detective Cookie, you know, chess is like real life. And when a kid tell me that, I know I'm getting through. They say, chess is like real life. You got to be careful of what you do because there are consequences. You can get killed out on the street just as well as your king can get checkmate. And I'm like, wow.